So what is the halacha regarding the mezonos rolls that often are served on an airplane? They say that they're mezonos. They are kneaded with fruit juice and water, and they typically taste almost exactly like regular rolls. And the question is, can you recite mezonos, or do you have to get a cup and wash for them? Is there any basis for the perspective that actually you can recite mezonos on them? So one of the three definitions of pasa ba b'kisnim, which is found in Siman Kuf Samach Chesiv Zayin. Again, pasa ba b'kisnim, the halacha is that if you're not koveya suda, if you simply have it as a snack, you're going to say to mezonos. So one of the definitions, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is isa she'era ba dvash o shemen o chalav o minei tavlim va'afa v'hu she'ya taroves me'peros v'atavim nikar be'isa. So that's where a dough is mixed with honey or oil or milk or some other type of spices and it's baked. And the taste must be of the honey or the oil must be discernible. Nikar be'isa, to be passable b'kisnin. According to the Ramah, he says there has to be harbei tavlin o dvash, kimine mesika, shekimana dvash a tavlin heim ha'ikar. It has to be, the flavor has to be predominant for it to be passable b'kisnin. That's the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Again, if you have the dough kneaded with fruit juice, does the taste of the fruit juice merely need to be discernible, or does it have to be predominant? The way Rav Shachter and Rabelsky understood the Ramah is that the taste must be cake as opposed to bread. Now, the average mezonos bread has a similar taste to that of regular bread, and therefore it would seem that according to these poskim, you would be required to wash and recite hamotzi when eating them, because since the taste is bread and not cake, it's not possible b'kistim. It's regular pasta, it's regular bread, you'd have to wash. What's the basis, though, for those who say that it's a mezono? So Rav Shalom Shwadron in Das Torah, Or Chaim Siman Kuf Samaches Siv Zayed, says the following, that when the Shulchan Aruch says, Shiyat Tama Tarobes Amei Peros O Tavlim Nikar Be'isa, when Shulchan Aruch says that the taste of the fruit juice has to be discernible in the dough, Nirali Dehainoim Heve Rov Mayim, that's only if the majority of the liquid is water. Of a barov me peros, ain ser she yurgash ba'isa tama me peros. He says that if basically the majority of the liquid that's mixed with the dough is fruit juice, then you don't need to taste the fruit juice. Again, he says within the Shulchan Aruch, would that apply to the Ramah? Maybe. And he proves, he says, the Rambam also would hold like this. So according, if you hold like Rav Shalom Shwadron, then this would be the case where, let's say, you have the dough is mixed with 100% fruit juice, not necessarily fruit juice from concentrate, but if you have mostly pure fruit juice with a little bit of water, mostly fruit juice mixed with the dough, then this would be possible b'kisnin, and therefore you would recite the bracha of mezonos. And the interestingly enough, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is cited to take this position in Sefer Zos HaBracha on page 18. Says this is the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Rabbanim of the Bedatz Ede Charedis, but it's a minority opinion. The majority view among most poskim is not to accept the Das Torah, and to say that even if the majority of the juice is fruit juice as opposed to water, if according to Sfardim, if the taste is not discernible, or if it's according to Ashkenazim, the flavor is not predominant, even if it's mixed with fruit juice, you would still recite Hamotzi. So again, majority view is mezonos rolls, you recite Hamotzi, you have the Das Torah, maybe Shlomo Zalman seems to follow his view that you would recite a mezonos if the dough is mixed with 100% fruit juice. One thing, though, it's important to understand is that when it comes to pasul b'kisnim, if you are koveya sud on it, if you have it in the context of a meal, then you would recite hamotzi. And therefore, and the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Samaches Ksiv Katan Chav Dalet explains that even if you have the let's say this possible bekisdim, and you eat it with meat or other foods as a condiment for the bread, and you eat the meat or the fish with the bread together, that's like a meal, then you would recite Hamotzi, even if we define this as Pasul Bekistin. So usually what happens on the airplanes, if they serve the Mizonos roll, they're going to serve it with some other type of food. If you eat that together, let's do some chicken or some meat, you eat that together with the Mizonos rolls, even Shlomo Zalman Auerbach would hold, presumably, that you would recite Hamotzi. Because Pasul Bekistin together with meal type food, so then you recite Hamotzi. So again, the majority view is you're going to recite Hamotzi because we reject the Das Torah. If you hold the Das Torah, you would only recite Mizonos if you eat the Mizonos roll by itself. But if you eat it with the rest of the meal, even according to that view, you would recite Hamotzi.